You're listening to SBS News.
Almost 12 months after the Fukari White Island eruption, WorkSafe New Zealand has charged 10 organisations and 3 people. Chief Executive Phil Park says the investigation was the most extensive and complex it has ever undertaken.
This deeply tragic event was unexpected, but that does not mean it was unforeseeable.
47 people were on the island when it erupted, most from the cruise ship, the Ovation of the Seas. All of them were injured and 22 people died. In the weeks after the explosion, there was criticism that tours continued despite the volcanic warning for White Island being moved up to level 2 2 weeks earlier.
Our investigation is in the factors leading up to the event and whether each organisation or party met its obligations under the Health and Safety at Work Act.
If found guilty, the organisations face fines of up to $1.4 million and individuals face fines of up to $285,000. None of the parties can be named before their court appearance on December 15, but the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says the National Emergency Management Agency is among the group.
There is no easy process from here, but it is the job of WorkSafe to make sure that if there are questions to be answered, that they play a role in leading the charge on that.
Meredith Dallow has unanswered questions. She lost her brother and niece on Fukari and her sister-in-law suffered severe burns.
But I guess it's going to take some time to get the answers that we want.
Visitors have not been allowed onto the island since the tragedy. Lucy Murray, SBS News.